Aren't you glad I made y'all go to church?
Miss Harper, I thought I was gonna die for a church. That place was hotter than Hades.
Yeah, why don't they use some of that money they're always collecting and get some air conditioning?
That money goes to our sister mission in New Guinea.
Well, I bet the sisters have air conditioning.
Is that all you heathens can talk about, how hot it was?
Well, we could talk about how long the sermon was.
And boring.
Yeah, I've never been so uncomfortable in my whole life.
Well, I'd be uncomfortable, too, dressed in that getup.
Just what is wrong with my attire? I've always found this outfit very suitable for religious occasions.
That's because you've got to pray to God it stays up.
I don't know, Aunt Naomi. She may be right. People sure were staring at us.
They were staring at you, lug nut.
Me? What did I do?
You took 5 minutes making change out of the collection plate.
Well, I didn't want to give a whole dollar.
Shame on you, Bubba. You embarrassed the whole family.
And just how the hell would you know? You were plugged into that radio the whole time listening to some stupid ball game.
Well, nobody noticed. They probably thought it was a hearing aid.
Oh, yeah, right, Benton. People with hearing aids always jump up in the middle of the sermon and yell, "Hot damn, touchdown."
So I got a little carried away. Can't a guy enjoy himself?
Oh, good Lord, Ben, you're not supposed to enjoy yourself. It's church.
Oh, Thelma, I just had to stop by to say how it warmed my heart to see your family all together in church.
Are you out of your mind? They were barbarians.
Well, nobody would have noticed if you hadn't kept hitting us with your purse.
I don't think I can ever face Reverend Meacham again.
Oh, now, Thelma, the important thing is that you were in church all together sharing the love and compassion. Hadn't Roselle put on weight?
Well, that woman took 2 helpings of communion.
And how about that wild little brat who kept running up and down the aisles?
You mean the one who was throwing the paper airplanes at the choir?
Yeah, he was worse than we were.
For your information, that little hellion is Reverend Meacham's grandson, Eugene.
No.
Yes. They're keeping him for the whole summer. Did you see the way he carved his initials in the back of that pew?
And Alberta Meacham just sat there smiling like butter wouldn't melt.
Well, somebody ought to say something to her.
Well, Thelma, you're the president of the Church Ladies League. Maybe you should.
Maybe I will. Now, there's some people in that church that need taking down a peg. Especially that snooty old Alberta! You come in. Look, everybody, it's the Meachums.
Oh, the Meachums! We were just talking about you.
Yeah, Mama mostly.
Well, can I get y'all something cool to drink?
Oh, no, thank you, Thelma. We can only stay a minute.
Actually, Thelma, we just stopped by to ask you a small favor.
Oh, you just name it, Reverend.
As you know, today is the day we go to the hospital to visit the shut-in.
Say no more. I'll get my purse.
No, Thelma, we would never ask you to leave your family on a Sunday afternoon.
No problem. I already made a big pot of beef stew. They can just heat it up. My whole afternoon is free.
Well, good. Then you will be able to look after little Eugene while we're gone.
Little Eugene?
Yes. They won't allow him in the hospital since he rode his skateboard through intensive care. You know, it'd be so nice for Eugene to spend some time with a lovely family like yours.
Oh, well, gee, I don't know.
Thank you so much, Thelma. He won't be any trouble at all.
Eugene, stop scraping my keys along Mrs. Harper's nice car and come in here.
No trouble at all, huh?
Yeah, what do you want?
Eugene, this is the lovely Harper family.
Lovely? Did you see the way these goons acted in church?
Now, Eugene, is that any way to say thank you? Now, you are spending the afternoon with the Harpers.
Ew, I'd rather have all my guts cut out and fed to the crows.
Well, whatever your little heart desires.
What is that junk?
This is my delicious Sunday stew.
Papa always takes me to Burke Boy on Sunday.
Well, this Sunday you're going to be having stew.
Have you always been fat, or is it just since you got old?
And just what the hell kind of a question is that?
Cussing on the Sabbath. I'm telling Papa. Papa.
Oh, Papa doesn't mind. Papa says when you're as old and fat as I am, you can say anything you damn well please. Well, lunch is ready. Where are Benton and Bubba?
Last time I saw them, they were playing hide and seek with little Eugene.
Oh, they just got tired of playing after a while.
Say, that sure is a pretty dress.
Oh, why, thank you. Aren't you the perfect gentleman?
Oh! You just keep your grubby little hands to yourself.
You do that again, Eugene, I'm gonna tell Papa. Sorry, babe.
Where's Eugene?
Well, what have you two goons been doing in your Sunday clothes?
Breaking out of the garage.
We were hiding from him, and he locked us in.
Yeah, he knew we were hiding in there. He cheated, Mama. He peeked.
Didn't
I? Did too.
Will you two knock it off? Lord, dinner is ready now. Could we please sit down and enjoy this lovely meal in peace?
Okay. Let's dig in. I'm starved.
Oh, boy. Mama's stew.
Hey, don't you people say grace?
Oh, yes, of course. What were we thinking? Dear Lord, we thank thee for our many blessings, for the roof over our...
Hold it. Papa says you have to close your eyes or it doesn't count.
For the roof over our heads, for the food on our table, for our wonderful family, and for little Eugene. Forgive me, Lord, if I forgot anything, but I think the stew's getting cold. Amen.
Amen. You are in luck today, little Eugene. This is Ms. Harper's prize-winning homemade stew.
This stuff is great.
Yep. Next to football, Mama Stew is what Sunday is all about.
Well, what the...
Eugene?
I didn't put anything in that stew.
Oh, yeah? I bet this hot sauce just got up and walked in here by itself. I hope you are happy you have ruined our dinner.
Does this mean we get to go to Burger Boy?
You just forget about Burger Boy. You've got a whole pot of stew to eat. Eugene, you're awful quiet over there. How's that coloring coming?
Great. This is the best picture I ever drew.
Oh, yeah? Let me have a gander here. Oh, looky here. It's a whole farm scene. Pastures and everything. Acres and acres. Say, where'd you find a piece of paper this big?
Mama says there's no piece of paper big enough for all my talent.
This is my good tablecloth!
Big deal. I'm an artist. See?
Why, you little twerp. You know what we do to smart-aleck artists around here? We tar and feather them.
You can't do that to me. I'm only a kid.
Well, that means we just use a little less tar. Come back here, you pint-sized Picasso! Open up! Eugene, if I have to kick this door down, I will!
Thelma, children do not respond to threats.
Well, I can't hit him when he's behind that door.
You have to use child psychology. Appeal to his little thinking process. Allow me.
Be my guest.
Gee, Thelma, it's too bad Eugene is not here. I have a present for him. I guess I'll just have to send it to the poor boys in China.
Where's my present?
Here it is. This is called a ball on a stick.
Clever name.
You see, it stimulates hand-eye coordination and is good for countless hours of entertainment.
Aw, this cheap thing broke. I hope you kept your receipt.
Gee, them countless hours just flew by.
You broke it. This was hand-painted in Sweden. This little vandal maliciously destroyed a handcrafted imported ball on a stick.
I'll
Why not go all the way, Eugene? Why not break it in half?
I'll
But then it's just not put out your eye.
I'll Eugene, you stay put. I'll They are now. You feeling better?
Oh, Thelma, this toy had a child gotten seal of approval.
Oh, wow. Just put the ball on a stick out of your mind. Thank the Lord, here's Alberta.
Yoo-hoo, Thelma! Oh,
this nightmare's about to come to an end.
Hello, girls. Where is Eugene?
He's inside playing.
That's my little angel. Wouldn't you love to have one just like him?
If I wanted one like him, I'd get a pit bull.
Paola's just a little bit upset because Eugene is leaving so soon. We all are. Eugene, Mama's here!
Thelma, I'm afraid there's been a little accident.
An accident?
Yes. The Reverend was kneeling down to pray for old Mrs. Willits when he brushed against the forward control of her motorized wheelchair and she ran him down.
Oh, no.
Yes. They think his leg is broken. They won't know for sure till they get an x-ray without spokes in it.
Well, bless his heart. Well, I guess you and Eugene want to rush right back to be with him. Eugene!
Thelma, they're keeping Lloyd in the hospital overnight and he wants me with him. Little Eugene will just have to stay here with you.
What?
Here is his little overnight bag. I have got to run, but now you tell little Eugene that his mama just loves him to death.
Love him to death. That's one I haven't thought of. Well, somebody's got to sleep on the couch.
Well, I'm not giving my room up to baby Rambo.
And he's not sleeping in our basement either.
Well, you ought to be ashamed of yourselves. We're talking about a growing young boy here. He needs a bed to sleep in.
Well, let him sleep in yours.
He'll be fine on the couch.
Hey, what are you doing with my shave cream?
Did you know there's enough room in here to fill a sink, a toilet, a shower, and still have some left for the walls?
Tell me you didn't. Lord, tell me you didn't. You did! My Lord! My John looks like an explosion in a Cool Whip factory!
That was my last can. Now, how am I supposed to shave in the morning?
Why don't you stick your head in the toilet?
Somebody hold me back. I'm gonna kill him.
All right, that's it. That's enough. Everybody just lights out. Let's all go to bed.
Come on, baby.
Yeah. The sooner we hit the hay, the sooner this night will be over.
All right, demon seed. In you go.
This isn't a bed. It's a couch.
Well, tonight it is going to be your bed. Now hop in. There you go. Comfy?
Yeah, sure. I love sleeping in a crack.
Good night, Eugene. I will see you in the morning.
But I can't go to sleep without a story.
Oh, you don't want a story.
I do, too. Papa always tells me a story.
Well, why don't you try and remember it? That way you can tell it to yourself.
I want a story! I want a story! I want a story!
All right! You're gonna wake up, Dad! Tell you your damn story. Once upon a time, there were two rotten children named Hansel and Gretel. Now, these two kids were so mean and nasty that their parents ditched them deep in a forest right near the gingerbread house of this lovely old lady.
Hey, that's not how it goes. She was an old witch.
Not in my version. Now, true, she was never without her broom, but that's because she was such a good housekeeper. Do you think Hansel and Gretel treated her and her lovely home with dignity and respect? No! They snuck up and ate all the gingerbread siding off of her house. Well, naturally, this sweet lady did what any old person would do in that situation. She put them in the oven and she baked them. When they came back out, she realized that they were good for something after all. As children, nobody wanted them. But as gingerbread cookies, they won her first prize at the Mother Goose Bake Off. Now, Eugene, you might have noticed that there is a moral to this story. Eugene. Well, you're asleep. Little brat's kind of cute when he's unconscious.
You and Eugene playing cowboys and Indians? That's nice. Oh. Don't worry, Mama. I'll get it. I can see you're all tied up. Oh, Reverend! Mrs. Meacham, come on in. Boy, is it good to see you two.
Be careful, Lloyd.
I'm sorry to hear about your unlucky break, Reverend.
Well, thank you, Vint.
But look on the bright side. Now you can park in the handicap space.
Lloyd.
Selma.
Mama's playing cowboys and Indians with little Eugene. I'll go see if I can round him up.
Oh, well, for heaven's sake, let's get her untied this instant. Thelma, really? I don't think you ought to be exposing little Eugene to such violent games.
Little Eugene doesn't know what violence is, but he's about to find out. Where are you, you little monster?
Monster? Lloyd, I told you it would be a mistake to leave little Eugene with these crazy Harpers.
That's right, Lloyd. Next time you need a babysitter for that little brat, don't call crazy me. Call the SWAT team, because that's what that kid needs, a good SWAT.
We do not believe in spanking. do we, Lloyd?
No, dear.
Papa, Mom, what are you doing here?
We have come to take you home, sweetheart.
No, I don't want to go. I want to stay here where it's fun.
Come along, Eugene.
No, I won't go, and you can't make me.
Oh, shit!
You don't, Eugene
Meacham! Thelma! You turn loose of that child this instant.
No, Alberta. I think Thelma has little Eugene in a perfect position for a heart-to-heart talk with Pawpaw.
Oh, Eugene, this is going to hurt you a lot more than it does us. Ah! Ah! Hold on a minute, Reverend. I think you missed a spot. Ah!